broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. This is Matt Sorensen, and I am pretty stoked to be with you today. I'm with, as always, my partner in crime, Mark J. Kohler, attorney, CPA, best-selling author. We'll be talking a little bit about that today.
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm stoked. Throw a little 80s humor out there. I'm stoked to be here, too, since I've been watching Stranger Things.
Yes.
Any of you 80s fans out there? Oh, man, that final episode of season two when they're in the junior high. I'm not getting no spoiler alert here. I hate spoilers. So, but I will say that scene at the junior high dance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I almost teared up. I was like, that's my junior high dance, 1984. You know, I was freaking out. I was like, that was my song. And it's got the little arms on the waist, arms on the shoulder dancing that you did back then.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man, it was sweet.
Classic. So that, you know, I've been jamming to the Stranger Things soundtrack on iTunes, which has a lot of the music from there. So good. One of my favorites, by the way, is Runaway by Bon Jovi. I didn't realize how big of a Bon Jovi fan I was, but I love that song. That song rocks, man.
You know, we all have a little Bon Jovi in us. We really do.
You know, don't be embarrassed. It's cool.
Yeah. I know. I tease Matt about this. He went to a Lionel Richie concert. I'm like, hold it. You know, you went to school in the 90s and you like Lionel Richie. What's wrong with you?
There's all these old ladies there jamming and standing up and dancing. And it was a little weird. But I'm telling you, if you have an opportunity to see Lionel Richie perform live, that guy is a class act. He is such a pro. I mean, you'll know every other one of his songs. Like, I didn't even know I liked Lionel Richie until I went to the concert. And now I'm like, well, turns out I'm a huge Lionel Richie fan.
What'd you go on a dare? Like, someone's like,
no,
here,
like
I got
friends.
Some.
It was friends of ours that are like, hey, you guys want to come with us? And I was like, who is it? Lionel Richie? Nope. And then it's like, we didn't have anything else to do. And it's like, might as well. Why not?
Well, it's funny. Well, enough, I guess, throwback for
the show.
For some of you, they're like, what the crap is this show about? We love to have a good time here. This is one of my highlights of the week. And both of us are attorneys. I'm also a CPA. Matt's a tax attorney, for lack of a better word, ERISA attorney, helping people with IRA and 401k planning. We have firms that are based in four different states now, and we help clients all over the country. And we just love talking tax and legal. We feel this is the yin and the yang of success. There's so many videos and YouTube and all these gurus and workshops on making more money. You can make more money. You can do this. But they don't talk about saving money and just good, solid talking about bookkeeping and legal things and stuff that many of you know as entrepreneurs is the trench work of being successful.
It's the details, and that's what matters for real. It really does.
Yeah. So we keep it fun. We joke around, and we've got a new website for our show. I've just seen a couple beta sites of it. It's really fun. We've got our must-watch movie list, which includes Fletch. We've got our must-read book list on there. We've got all our old shows. And we have a great newsletter. It's free every week. So get to refreshyourwealth.com. Maybe when you get there, the new site will be up, but stay in touch with us through that. And at refreshyourwealth.com, you can get our newsletter every week, Tuesday mornings. It goes out at midnight, or essentially 12:01 every Tuesday morning for 10 years. For 10 years, we've been doing that. It's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
We're old. So now today, guys, today we are talking about what is your financial landscape and why are we talking about that today? Because Mark Kohler and Randy Lubke, his co-author, this is Mark's fourth book that is launching next week, The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. What is it? What Wall Street Isn't Telling You?
Correct.
So I got that right? Okay.
Yes.
I knew the title. That's the subtitle I was just a little shaky on. So But we're going to be talking about that today and some of the key concepts that Mark and Randy are trying to teach in the book, and just try and get you some, maybe a little taste and some tips on where you are in your financial landscape and some things you should be thinking about as you're a business owner trying to build and gain financial freedom.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And I had to twist my co-host's arm to say, can we do a show about my book, darn it? Freaking, come on, give me some love. And he's like, all right. So no, he's very kind and generous to talk about it. But this has kind of been an evolution for me. My first book was on asset protection because I was so sick of people coming to my office getting scammed on asset protection. Then I wrote the tax book and the story of this family, and it was a narrative, and it was kind of fun. And then the tax and legal playbook brought it all together. But we don't talk about the financial piece of it a lot, even though we do in consultations. I know Matt every day is talking to people about their retirement and the financial piece, and so this book really opens up this landscape picture. This envision everyone. We'll come to this later in the show, but envision this landscape in your path, and we're all trying to get to the other side of this, you know, mountainous area or something, and we're trying to get there to this goal of a little bit of flexibility and freedom in our life, but everybody takes a little different path. And so the book's about that. It's not selling one product or plan down people's throat. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as business owners, and I know a lot of you listening are self-employed or business owners, some other things and angles you want to be thinking about as you're planning for financial freedom that, you know, a lot of other advisors or books are out there are totally missing. So, this book and today's show too is for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, you want to throw out some tax and legal tips, Mark?
Yeah. What are we thinking? Should we go, lease? I'm sorry. I was thinking of talking about lease agreements today. I was just on my mind. And so I was like, yeah, I'll talk about lease agreements. Yeah. I was thinking two steps ahead. It's kind of like an NFL player that's thinking of where he's going to run before he catches the ball.
That's right.
So
you're just bobbling there for a second, bobbling, yeah. And then you ran out of bounds and you finally caught it. But sorry, time's up. You're out of bounds.
Yeah, and I, you know, envision myself as an NFL player quite a bit, so that's common. But no, Matt, I'll take legal tip. Can I go legal tip first? Is that all right?
All right. No fault starts though. Okay. All right.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
All right. Well, here's the legal tip. And because it's based on a major law called the Affordable Health Care Tax Act, blah, 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 aka Obamacare, lately the news has just been, of course, consumed by the GOP bill. And I've talked about it on Facebook Live. It's been in our newsletter. My article this week was on that. But I'm not going to bore you with GOP bill stuff today. I will give you an update in the newsletter upcoming this week on Tuesday. We'll get an updated vision of where this goes. And I'm going to have a link. Matt, I really want many of you to reach out to your representative and share your thoughts. So that'll be in the newsletter Tuesday. And if you haven't signed, again, make sure you're getting that newsletter and we'll update that. But guess what's in the background, in the shadows lurking there? It's the enrollment period for healthcare. And under executive order, President Trump's administration has shortened that period even further, which doesn't help Obamacare, which, of course, he's of the mindset he doesn't want to help Obamacare in any way, shape, or form. So that makes it hard on some of us, whether you love it or hate it. The point is the enrollment period is November 1st to December 15th. That's right. You have until December 15th, which is just over 5 weeks left, to get your health care in place for January 1st. If you do not, you will be subject to the penalty on a prorated basis. So if you dilly-dally and your insurance doesn't take effect until February 1st, let me give you two scary points. First, you'll pay the penalty for 1/12 of next year, whatever that penalty is of your AGI. Next, this happened to me. Matt remembers it. It was 2 years ago. I was dilly-dallying in November and December and didn't get my health care in place. And I didn't have any health care in November. I mean, in January, no health care in January. It took effect February 1st. Guess what happens when that occurs? Murphy's Law comes knocking on your door. And of course, we had a major medical situation and no one died or anything, but a lot of medical bills in January. And I had to break it to my wife. we don't have insurance this month. And that was my job to take care of, kind of like take out the garbage. And I didn't. And she's like, you teach this stuff. You're a tax lawyer. And I was trying to speak as the hands were around my neck. Choke me. You know, kind of envision Bart Simpson and Homer giving him the choke. So you do not want to mess around with this, folks. Take it seriously. Don't get distracted with the red dress in the Matrix. Focus on the basics. It's easy to get distracted with all the crap going on. Holidays.
Man, you're just laying the points on and on and on.
Red dress Matrix. I thought that was sweet.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on it today. I had my rock star this morning. I did.
You know, you can do the dance right now. I want to see you, you know, jump into a squat, throw your arm forward like a first down.
First down, baby.
It's not a touchdown dance yet. It's not a touchdown dance yet, but you definitely first down.
It's getting there. Well, some of you listeners are like, what the crap is your tip? Okay, so here's my tip. Not only do you want to take this enrollment period seriously, just make sure you've got your insurance selected. Listen to our podcast from about 4 weeks ago. Matt and I gave 5 tips of healthcare strategies that every American should be aware of. We talked about HSAs, HRAs, insurance, several points. Get back and listen to that podcast. Now, some of you hate the topic of healthcare, I know, but this is one you have to take seriously. You're the captain of your ship. You cannot delegate this to a deckhand and hope it gets done. Take over. Man, did I throw down another just analogy? What are those called?
Changing genres, though. I got to keep up here.
Well, I can't do football the whole time. You know, some people hate sports analogies. Anyway, so that's my tip. If you don't know what to do with your healthcare, you need a consultation. Any of my CPAs, our attorneys, are all tax attorneys here at our office. Spend a few $100, get a 30, 45-minute consult, and just talk about your options. Bounce it off someone. We'd love to be a help. We're swamped. This time of year is nuts. Be patient if you call. You can get a hold of us just through our Refresh Your Wealth page and check out the law firm or accounting firm. Matt, there you go. That's my tip.
Love it. And I just want to give a little side tip on this. Just, because last year is when I got crushed on Obamacare. Okay. I mean, I was like the quarterback. I took the snap. I'm back in the pocket. I'm looking for health insurance plans. None of them are open. They're all twice as expensive as they were last year. And in Arizona, there was only one company left, that would sell health insurance on the individual market. And all the plans were a joke and super expensive. So I pretty much got sacked. But what I did, like, once I came to, I found out about the cost sharing ministries. Look it up if you've been frustrated with health insurance and the cost. There is an exemption to Obamacare where you can do cost sharing. It's called a cost sharing ministry. We talked about that in the show. Mark mentioned that we did a few weeks ago, but that's my little side tip there. That's what I do, and I freaking love it. So, all right.
Yeah, and we go in depth in that healthcare show. So take it seriously. And in our newsletter, we always put out the deadlines, and this is at the top of the list. So keep your eye on the ball. Matt, you got our tax tip?
I got the tax tip.
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
All right. Well, this is your tax lawyer giving you the tax tip, not our tax lawyer, CPA, author of 2 books on taxes, Mark Kohler. So, it's the B team. It's the JV squad today. I've been getting this question a lot lately, and we're seeing a lot of clients investing in real estate in states that have no income tax, like they're buying rental properties in Texas or maybe in Florida. And these clients may live in a different state, and they're asking, how does that get taxed? So I want to give you two scenarios here. One client asked me a question. They live in California, buying a rental property in Florida. No state income tax in Florida. They're thinking, sweet, I don't have to pay income tax on this. No. You don't pay income tax in Florida because Florida doesn't have an income tax. But any gains you have, any taxable income on that rental, if you have great cash flow or when you sell it for a gain, California is going to make you pay tax on that because you are a California resident. Now, so what happens there is obviously the state you're making money in, you need to pay income tax in. But also the state you live in and are a resident of, you're also subject to income tax on income you make in all 50 states. So if I did pay, let's say I bought a rental property in a state that has income tax and I paid income tax there, but then I live in a state that also has income tax, I get a credit for what I paid in the other state for the state that I live in. But so think of live in California, bought a rental in Florida, no income tax in Florida, but I do have to pay income tax on the gains that I make because I live in California and California will tax my income from all 50 states. Now let's take a different example though. I had another client at the same time ask a different question. This client lived in Washington. They don't have income tax. They were buying a rental property in Texas. There's no income tax there. Now for them, it's a pretty sweet deal because there's no income tax in Texas. So they're not paying income tax there on their rental. There's no income tax in Washington where they live, so they're not paying income tax there. So because they are a resident of and they're earning income in a state that has no income tax, they're not going to have income tax, state income tax due on their rental property. So I just want to summarize that. It comes up quite a bit. I don't know, recently I got those two different questions back to back. They both had a different outcome. I thought it'd be helpful to just share a quick tip on state income taxes here on the show.
Matt, excellent. As a tax specialist, I will completely endorse and give you two thumbs up, a stellar 5 stars out of 5 on your tip. I thought that was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you,
excellent tip. Yeah. State tax is a crazy one. So excellent tip. And see, again, the show's got a little something for everybody.
There you go. All right. Well, let's get into the topic today at hand, Mark. We're talking about what is your financial landscape? And of course, Mark is the co-author of the book, as we said, Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. And we're going to bring on Mark's co-author, Randy Lubkin. I think, Mark, you're going to intro Randy.
Well, thanks, Matt. I will do that right now. And we have Randy Lubkin on the line, and I'm so excited to introduce him today. He's been on the show before. Some of you that are regular listeners have heard him. But he is a licensed financial advisor, financial planner. He's got all sorts of designations. He can explain what RIA means. But he was my co-author in the book. And we worked for over a year, put our heart and soul into this book. And we'll explain why we wrote it and a lot of the concepts today. And we want to give some major tips. This isn't just a promo of the book. There's some really important concepts about this financial landscape of what we titled the show. And I already said that earlier, but now that Randy's on the line, I wanted to create that context for him. And the reason why he was the co-author that I was so excited to work with is because he is truly independent. And he is an advisor that recommends a wide array of assets for individuals and specializes in working with small business owners. So he is not going to shove down your throat what a broker-dealer might be requiring their typical toe-the-line advisor. He is completely what they call a fiduciary. So without any further ado, Randy Lubkin out of Newport Beach, California, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, Randy. Well, Gal, I mean, I didn't get to write anything in this book, but I mean, I guess I'm here still.
I'm going to be
asking questions, though, so.
You're mentioned, though, Matt. We talk about self-directed IRA handbook as being a great resource, so you're there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel better. Well, yeah. I kind of want to ask a question of each of you to get this start off, actually. And I think, I don't know, you guys come from different perspectives. You know, Randy being in from more of an investment and financial advisor, and Mark, you know, on your tax and legal side of things. I know both of you are working with business owners, but why is this book – I mean, it's called The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. What's different about business owners and how they're trying to build wealth than, you know, the typical maybe American that works for W-2? What's different for business owners? Why did was this book needed?
Randy, why don't you go first? Tell us. I've been talking half the show already. Why don't you tell us?
Sure. Please, well, you know, and we start out at the beginning of the book with this, just talking about the business owner has a whole different mindset. You know, the entrepreneurs, the risk takers, they're people that want to get things done. So you have to deal with that part of it alone. But in addition, and this is one of the main focuses of the books, a lot of business owners focus solely on their business and invest all their money into their business, and they don't necessarily pay attention to other things that they should be paying attention to financially, and they don't diversify enough. So we're really trying to broaden their perspective that, hey, you know, business is a great way to acquire wealth and provide for your family and your future, but you really need to look outside the box of your four walls and grow your business in other ways.
Yeah, and I want to add to that if I could, is that, and Randy hit the nail on the head. Business owners see, I see my business as my primary retirement vehicle. And that can be good and bad because all your eggs are in one basket. So like Randy's saying, we want you to diversify. But I think another perspective too is you've got a wonderful, amazing opportunity. And you listeners know what I'm talking about. You're entrepreneurs. The bulk of our show and listeners are entrepreneurs who we love. And we're a little jaded, sorry. But what business owners have is the ability to take the profits from their business and deploy them a little more wisely rather than just reinvesting every dime, every year. That's not the best move for a good freedom plan. Mm-hmm. So Matt, that's why we did it.
All right. Well, and Randy, let me kind of come back to you, and you guys, you know, chime in here as you want. But when you're sitting down and someone's actually creating their financial plan, or they're trying to kind of get this, you know, send me down the right path, Randy, and I own a business, you know, what do I need to be doing? Like, what's the good sketch of someone and what they need to be bringing together to have financial freedom?
Yeah, so that's a real good question. And we talk about that in the book too, under the idea of this 4x4 planning process. So the first thing we want to do is get the business owner organized. You know, business owners are hopefully generally really good at running their business, and they have a lot of systems and strategies in place to do that. And we want to do the same idea, but relative to their finances as well. So we want to simplify their finances. We want to consolidate them and make them so they're manageable and controllable. That's the first step. The second step is we want to make sure that if they have any debt, that we make that debt go away. And then we set up cash reserves, significant levels of cash reserves. And then finally, we go back to the saving and investing for their long-term plans and goals. That's our four-step process.
Yeah. I think the exciting part of that four-step process, which really was Randy's brainchild, And I added a little something to it that I thought was cool. And this is an important tip for the show. Okay. That four-step process that Randy talks about, optimizing, getting out of debt, have a reserve. And then my kind of brainchild of that is this landscape. On part four, you're really opening the door and going outside and saying, okay, where am I going to deploy the profits of my business? How much am I going to rely on my business for the future retirement and freedom? And that landscape looks different for everybody. And that's the theme of this radio show and the theme of the book is everybody's a little different. When someone's trying to cram down a planning strategy down your throat and it's the get all end all of everything you're supposed to be doing, that should feel uneasy. That's not correct. You should have a variety of tools in your toolbox. Your landscape and the path you take is going to be different than the one Matt takes or the one I take or the one Randy takes or the next door neighbor. So there's a lot of options. So the bulk of the book, the center portion of that book is, well, what's good for you? Is a rental property a good idea? A vacation home? Should you buy your home? Should you be paying your home off? Should you use insurance? What type of assets should you have in Wall Street? Mm-hmm. Whoa, all those questions are part of that landscape.
Yeah, and I like the 4x4. That's also a tasty treat at In-N-Out, by the way. Go for a 4x4 if you like. <Got bomb. laughs> Well, let me ask this. In those, you know, I think about this from a business owner. I think about myself and a lot of my clients is a lot of those things you were talking about, you know, simplify and consolidate, get rid of debt, build up cash reserves, start investing. I mean, a lot of those things apply at my personal level, but also to my business. Are those steps the same thing I should be implementing inside my business that I'm doing personally? Is there things I should be doing differently? I mean, I just, I don't know. I think about a lot of the financial planning strategies I hear, and I think, okay, if I did this personally, does this work inside my business too? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that if these are principles, that then they should apply universally. They should apply to you personally. They should apply to you inside your business as well. I think that's a really good point. You know, business systems, you have marketing, you have lead conversion, lead development, and fulfillment systems. That's kind of your business operation. But on the financial side, consolidate, simplify, organize, because if it gets too out of hand, you're not going to be able to manage it. If it's too complicated, you're not going to be able to understand it. So we want to keep it simple, make it work.
Well, and I think, in fact, these principles are even, gosh, I want to say it, I'm going to, more important for the business owner, at least a couple of them. And here's why. Debt. It is very easy for business owners to get in debt, more so than I think the average consumer, because if their business has a problem up and down in a given month, what do, guys? We rely on our credit cards to make ends meet. And it's very easy for a business owner to get into a debt problem than a W-2 wage earner that might have a more stable income month to month. Business owners, it's a roller coaster, right? So in our 4x4, that concept of getting out of debt and having reserves in your business is so, so important. And that can really let your business flourish. A lot of times, business owners put too much pressure on their business to provide income, and they suck it dry and then complain, oh, my business wasn't successful. No, it was. You were just trying to live on too much of it. You can't just eke out, you know, dollar after dollar and expect it to survive. Give it some breathing room.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Well, let's get into some of these strategies. You know, you've talked about the person who, I think, of the typical business owner, unfortunately, that is relying on their business to be their retirement. What else should they start doing? What other assets should they be considering? How do they start making this plan of other ways to build wealth and get, you know, this financial freedom, this holy grail of financial freedom?
Yeah. So imagine you're a financial planner and somebody shows up in your office with their brokerage statement and they have $1 million in that brokerage account and it's all in one stock. Just think about that. As a financial planner and a fiduciary, it would be very bad of me to say that that's okay. There's not enough diversification, but that's exactly what a business owner does. And they maybe show up with two stocks. They have all their money in their business and all their money in their primary residence, and that's it. And so we want to get that money deployed in other ways, whether it's owning income properties or additional businesses, partnerships, whatever. We want to create diversification. So if one business doesn't work, other businesses will pick up the slack and make that smoother sailing for them, right?
Yeah, and I kind of want to twist this around to this Wall Street advisor. This is a key section at the first of the book. So many people, and I think business owners struggle with this, they go to see their financial advisor and it's insurance, stocks, mutual fund, maybe a 401k, maybe an IRA, but they're extremely jaded and captive. That's a term that we talk about. And Tony Robbins talks about it in his book and does a fantastic job of explaining the problem with Wall Street. And in fact, Tony Robbins has a little checklist of, here's the type of advisor you've got to find. They're fully independent and this. Guess what? Randy Lupke meets that criteria 100%, which was so exciting for me when that book came out. And Randy said, look, Mark, I was telling you, I'm the guy. And I go, you're the guy, you know, and yeah. I was so excited. And so as business owners, we need someone that can be objective and do what's in our best interest, not what's in the best interest of their broker dealer based out of New York.
Yeah. And sometimes what's in their best interest is just paying off debt. You know, how are you going to get your stockbroker to tell you to do that? It can happen.
or buy a rental property. They're not going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So you want to make sure if you have a financial advisor, which, you know, let me ask that. When should someone go see a financial advisor? Does someone need a certain amount of assets or a certain amount ready to invest? Should they be doing some pre-planning even before they're investing? At what point should they be talking to someone like you, Randy, or someone that is a fiduciary, you know, that could help advise them?
Yeah, I think sooner than better. But I got to say that the traditional financial services world has really changed their position on that as a result of this Department of Labor ruling that was supposed to be implemented last year, and then it was going to be implemented earlier this year, and now we don't know what's going to happen to it. But the idea there is that a lot of financial advisors say, look, if you don't have $500,000 of investable assets, I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah.
My company won't allow it. I don't have time to do it. I just can't do that. But the reality is, compounding works to your benefit the more time you have it. So if you're in your 20s or 30s, the earlier you get started, the easier it's going to be. If you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, starting today is still going to be better than starting a week from today. It's always better to get started now.
Yeah. But isn't there a lot of stuff you're doing? I mean, when I think of I go back to your 4x4 here. I mean, there's a lot of things to do and probably sequence before you invest.
Oh, yeah. That's the first three steps. That's where I love Randy hyper-focuses. He does. He's kind of a pain. He wants to hyper-focus on this get organized step, and I call it the optimized step, this step one. How strong is your business right now? Do you need a better strategic plan? And we talk about that in depth in the book. A lot of small business owners don't have a strategic planner looking at, what's your cash flow expectations per year, and do you have a good marketing plan, a good strategic plan? And Randy talks about getting organized and find out where your debt is. There's so many people. Randy talks about having clients come in and it takes them weeks to piece together what's even in their investment portfolio. They don't know. Everything's in drawers. It's a mess. What's your insurance policy look like? A lot of people don't even know. And so just going through that organization is, I think, Randy, even though I complain about it, is really important. And those are those preliminary steps. Then you make a plan to go into your landscape. Let's not start on the path until your backpack is packed and you're ready to hike. Dude, that was good. I haven't used that before.
That's good.
Yeah.
I might have to edit the book, slip that back in there. Jeez.
Gosh, darn it. Call the editor.
Or revision.
Stop the printing presses. Well, what are some of the things, let's say someone has gone through these steps, they've gotten organized, they've gotten, their debt eliminated, they built up some cash reserves, and now they're like, all right, I'm making money out of my business. I know I don't want to just keep piling every cent back into the business. I want to start doing some other things. But I think a lot of business owners are like, I know my business. I know I can put more money back into it, and kind of how that works out. But how do I get over that? How do you get people over that? And what should they start looking at to put some of this investable cash they are now starting to have?
Yeah, it's an ongoing battle, and I get it. By having your own business, you're somebody that wants to be in control of the situation, which is why you have your own business in the first place.
Yeah, that's why you're attracted to it, yeah.
Well, most of us entrepreneurs make terrible employees, right? I mean, it's all, that's how it works. So, but still to be diversified is important. And, there's just so many things you can invest in out there, right? I mean, there's just so many things you can do. And you have to look outside your business, and that's why we favor real estate, because real estate's one of these great assets that, it provides tax benefits, it provides leverage, it provides security. It's an asset you can pass down to generations. We love that as an alternative place to put in your investments. The biggest downside of real estate is you have to be involved with it, and it's illiquid. Right, it's not perfect. So we want to have some money in some liquid assets, some stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. We want to have insurance to protect those assets you have, or your income, or your life, or whatever it is you're trying to insure. And then you can stake the rest of the money and put it back in your business. That's fine, but get outside there a little bit.
Yeah, find a balance. Now, what are the sections of the books that Matt? We asked Matt to read several sections as we were going through the writing process, but he hasn't even read a whole copy of the book yet, and it'll be a gift wrapped on his doorstep soon. In fact, let me mention this now for everybody listening. If you caught us a little later in the show or whatever, I mentioned this at the beginning, but the book is scheduled to release on Amazon next week, November 14th.
Oh boy.
You can get 19% off right now by pre-ordering the book. We would really, if you're thinking about buying the book, please do pre-order it now. It'll ship immediately from Amazon on the 14th. And it really gives us a kind of a big bump on Amazon if we have a lot of pre-orders. So you want to be proud of your book. You want to say, you know what, that's a best-selling Amazon book. So help us out. Go out and buy it now. Get it pre-ordered on Amazon. Just type Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom, Mark Kohler on Amazon, Randy Lubke. It'll come right up. So, but there's a section of this book where I was going with this, four or five chapters, in fact, on how to prepare your business for sale, how to value your business, how to make it more valuable. You may think your business, and a lot of business owners do, they think their business is far more valuable than a third party's willing to pay, or maybe even your kids or your employees. You put your heart and soul into this thing. In fact, I'll be bold enough to say every business owner overvalues their own business. And so there's kind of a reality check. And that's an important part of the book too, because if you're thinking your business is going to be your retirement plan, let's look in the mirror and see really what it's worth. And we got to talk about it.
Yeah. So you can, I mean, I think what else are some of the sections of the book though? I think we've talked about some of these strategies here, the 4x4. We talked about what to invest in, how to value your business, which is, as you said, Mark, can be a rude awakening. But what are some other things people need to learn? I know you're covering these in the book, but what are some other things that are people can really learn and get out of this book? And maybe you can give a quick tip on those here before we wrap it up.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to make a point too before I forget this again. But you know, we're talking about entrepreneurs. But this book is as much for people that are W-2 employees, encouraging them to do these same things and to become an entrepreneur, to start a side business, because that's really where you have so much more opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it's not just for entrepreneurs. It's really for everybody. And then to answer your question, Matt, specifically, we talk about mortgages and financing and refinancing strategies. We talk about risk, which is a big thing, understanding risk in the market and risk in investments. We talk about taxes. We talk about estate planning. I mean, if you look through this book, it really covers a lot of topics inside of the 200 to 300 pages that we've written. It's pretty broad.
Yeah, I love a chapter. I thought Randy would bring this up because this was one of his other chapters he really wanted in the book, and that was on privacy and cybersecurity, which I thought was really insightful once we got to that step. I was kind of like, really? We're going to talk about this? But the book's not about, it just doesn't end with this landscape point of view. We want to protect that plan. We want to protect those investments. And so we hit a little bit of asset protection, real asset protection, not scammy, just set up an LLC trust stuff, what really works. And a whole chapter on the biggest threat to our wealth nowadays. And that's identity theft, medical identity theft, credit identity theft, and cyber security issues. And Randy, maybe mention a couple tips that you just something easy so that people should do better with cybersecurity. There's a whole chapter on it. It's a laundry list, but
yeah, the single easiest tip or the single most important one is use two-factor authentication whenever it's available. And you read the book for the details on how to do that, but two-factor authentication really puts a padlock on your stuff so the cyber thieves just will walk away. They just won't do it.
Yeah, that's available even on your banking login, Gmail. Yeah. They all offer that. It can be a pain in the neck sometimes, like when you're on an airplane and your cell phone doesn't have, connection to get a text anyways, but it is cool. I do love it. It will make you secure.
If there's one thing you're going to do, that's the one thing.
Well, what is the last tip, anything you have, Mark, you want to point out that, you know, someone out there looking at their financial landscape, the business owner, what any tip you want to give here before we wrap it up? Or, you know, obviously, you know, pulling from the chapters of the Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom.
The final tip I would make, and I'm going to give a shout out to him too, and Randy probably is annoyed by this common statement I make, but, and Randy's a fan. We love Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey does some great things. He helps people get out of debt, pay off their home. Great. Then what? And that's where we really wanted this book to pick up. I think Randy's expertise of the next step for a business owner is a missing equation that's not talked about there. Dave Ramsey's helped millions of Americans. He's helped me. I know he's helped Matt and Randy. His concepts are fantastic. But for the business owner, we're left wanting more. And that's why we titled this The Business Owner's Guide. We want to get out of debt. We want to have a reserve. We want to be fiscally smart. But what next? And so I want to encourage all of you out there, even if you don't pick up the book, heaven forbid, that you start thinking more broadly about making your retirement plan solely your business. Not a good move. Be diverse. Yeah. Have some options. So,
anyway. Love it. Well, any final connections or places you want to send people for the book? You're saying go pre-order on Amazon, I think, is the takeaway I've got so far as to the book.
Yes, we have a website for the book. It's called the E-Guide to Financial Freedom, eGuideToFinancialFreedom.com. And there's a fun quiz you can take, something we didn't even talk about on the show today.
Fun quiz?
It's a quiz. It tells you if you're compatible with your spouse. No, that's not the quiz. It tells you where you're at on your landscape. It's a really in-depth quiz of maybe where you're at on your path. And so this little financial freedom quiz and website is very, very powerful. So eGuideToFinancialFreedom.com. You'll be able to see links on our newsletter for months to come. Please get to Amazon right away. Please pick up a book. Don't wait till next week. Do it now just so that we get that bump on release date on Amazon. We'd really appreciate it. So thanks, Matt, for having us on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everyone, for being with us today on the Refresh Your Wealth Show. We will be back next week with another amazing episode helping you build wealth, save on taxes, and protect your assets. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.